Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Word to that song too, because thank you for joining us this evening. Becca Shea uses the word Yeshua, bring us together. And in my journey from Christianity to through many denominations and into Hebrew Israelite and learning Hebrew language, hallelujah, and the word Yeshua became more meaningful in my journey to mean the word Jesus. In ancient times, the name of the Messiah was written as Yeshua, which means Yahuwah saves. It always brings us to mind of the Creator's power, the Creator's energy to save us when we need saving. Some of us don't want to be saved, that's okay. But when you want to be saved, Yeshua, bring us together, that's the word in the ancient Aramaic language that means Christ save us. And when we put on the crown, the corona, then we can really bring the salvation that we need just by our thoughts and our mind. And that's why we want to put on the million man mind tonight, thinking in our solutions for whatever is facing us this year, this week, this day. So thank you so much in Facebook Live environment territory. Thank you for joining me. And Female Solution, my executive producer, is in the studio to bring us some commercials and any callers that might call in to the Female Solution line. We have two lines tonight because this is serious business we do every Sunday night. We bring the solutions as a family of women, especially from the Female Solution, who spend our days preparing information, sharing our journey with you, sharing our wisdom especially. I have been known as the spiritual chiropractor because tonight especially I bring an adjustment, a chiropractic final adjustment to bring us back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Wisdom is so lacking today. And we're going to hear from some people who have activated their wisdom inside of them to say, enough is enough. We need to go after people in our earth population who have done, who've made mistakes, who have made decisions to harm people more than help them. You know, there's something called the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take when they go to med school. I hope it's still taught. We don't know these days. But there's a Hippocratic Oath that says, first, do no harm. And that's mentioned today in one of the audios I'm going to bring you tonight about this lawsuit that is being prepared from lawyers, attorneys from all over the planet, from every country on this planet, I believe. Lawyers are coming together to file a lawsuit against the perpetrators of this corona adventure that we've been on. And it's been a wonderful adventure in so many ways because many of us have taken charge of our health. We're more conscious. We're looking at ways to improve our immune system. And that's the sad part about the so-called health experts that have been spewing out these words about viruses, that there has been very little mention about the immune system, this very powerful system that our Creator has given us to fight germs, an excess amount of germs. Because remember, our body is full of microbes. Microbiome is the word that is describes the trillions of microbes that live inside of us. We have trillions of microbes in the form of viruses, bacteria, and fungi that live inside of our body. Most of them are in our large intestines. And so, good evening, Zelda. Thank you. So most of us are not aware of that, and then some of us have been educated about the microbiome community inside our body that runs this show. When you study it as much as I have, I've been in this field over 30 years now, studying the human body and how it resists disease, strengthens itself, many, many aspects of our body that we can study that help us live a very healthy life, a profitable life, a sane life in our mind. And the microbiome system has been totally ignored in this corona adventure. But I'm not going to ignore it, and that's what I do every Friday morning. I bring health and wellness news and information to share with everyone and anyone who comes in to listen, to tell us, to help us understand this amazing biological computer that we live in. And it's a biological fact that doctors who study medicine and who pledge to first do no harm, that the body has an immune system that when it has a disease or a virus or an attack on the body, that the T cells and the white blood cells and all the components that make up our immune system go to work to defend us and to help us get over whatever disease is threatening us. So the biological fact is we develop what's called antibodies. Antibodies, when our body is in a war or in a battle to help us overcome any weaknesses or imbalances. And that's what's been left out of this Corona Adventure news media. Mainstream media has not at all tried to educate us about our immune system, our microbiome, and this amazing biological computer. So I'm here to offer you the knowledge and wisdom that you need to get back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. The wisdom that says we were created in love in the womb. We were created in love, and so we have all the parts we need to succeed in this world, to be healthy and whole, when we use our mental faculties to do that. So we had a caller for a minute there that pressed one and then they disappeared, so I'm going to keep going. So this audio that I'd like to share with you first off is a little long, but what this audio represents is a global community effort to bring a lawsuit to those men and women who are responsible for deceiving and lying about this global pandemic, or what I call plandemic, or what I call this Corona adventure. These men have come together. They first had a meeting in July, I believe it was. The meeting was in July, and these a German doctor, I think there's one from Ireland. There's three men who are in this audio, but it's being translated because they're speaking in a foreign language, but you'll hear the English in this. And this is the first meeting that they're having to explain the start of the lawsuit and why they're having. Why is there a need for a lawsuit, a global law thing that I was, like, thrilled to hear, that we are having a community of physicians, doctors, medical school trained, and attorneys coming together because of the efforts of doctors all over the earth who are saying there's something wrong with this whole Corona adventure that we've been going through, and they don't like it. And they're remembering their oath that said, first do no harm, the Hippocratic oath that all of them took. People are waking up. So this is a consciousness divine lawsuit, and I believe it's divine because how do you get men from all over the planet to come together to agree on a lawsuit and to take action against people who they believe have been deceitful, lying, and doing harm, unlike the Hippocratic oath? So attorneys all over the world. So that's why I believe this show is very important. I hope you share it and invite your friends to a watch party, because we all need to be aware of this if we're going to take on the million man mind. The million man march happened 25 years ago, and I want to play just a 2-minute audio of the voices, some of the voices. Let's see, is it in here? Million Man March. This is just some of the voices that were prominent 25 years ago in this Million Man March, where you had over 2 million men, I understand. I think Kwame Sunhorse was on my show Friday to share that there were over a million. There were probably 2 million men in the Washington Mall that day 25 years ago. That came together in unity, collectively, unity, minds coming together for a divine purpose to bring peace to men, to bring purpose to men, to enlighten men, to educate men. It was a powerful time. So here's just a clip of some of the voices that were active during that time.
Can you not see the signs that are in front of you? Can't you see your sign? You don't see the signs of when it is that young African Americans in Baltimore protest for liberty and justice for all, they're called thugs. But if a white boy in South Carolina shoots up a black church, they say he's...
Your line, Purpose Healing. I mean, on the Female Solution. Your number is back up. So I need to call that other number from my home phone.
Statement from Dr. Fauci, the hill I call.
Yeah, you need to be on both lines.
What do you mean on both lines? I dialed in from the computer for the Female Solution.
Right. They need to be connected to both phone lines, that's all.
Really
not realistic, because what he's saying is you're going to wind up with a lot of
debt. Okay, I can dial it on my home. I can dial the 213 number on my home phone.
So they're here.
Number I'm calling is the
we're going to have a agreement.
What number is that to?
On what's really going on in the planet, and now they're planning to have
the 215 number I'm calling on my home phone. What number that's to what?
Do you
know
what unable to
purpose
so I want to play this well, we've got 4 minutes actually. If you have a comment or a question before we go to the break, I don't want, it's a long audio. If you have a question or comment, press 1. And I'll open your mic before we go to the break, because the audio, I'm going to play
so
the audio.
So, make a two-way call.
That helps you to navigate the position and your
other call to the
unit that's there about. Something that has not been dealt with properly, in their opinion, and which is going to create a lawsuit, a global,
The
global lawsuit, class action lawsuit.
215 number is from my home phone, and the female talk is from my computer. Okay, so that's what I got.
Okay, so both lines can be heard. Because you got to
do you have a comment or question
for
you in the studio? Have
oh.
In the studio,
and how am I supposed to be doing that?
Facebook Live.
By connecting it as a two-way call.
Because
I don't know how to do that on my... I don't...
Two-way call.
I don't, not on my phone, no. Uh-uh. Can't call in on my cell phone because they charge me for that.
For the whole planet, we reap what we sow. We plant seeds. And
that's why I use my home phone.
We spend time hating other people, and we usually
I'm running a radio show right now. This is a great problem for my work.
Everywhere you go, everywhere we travel.
Can you just kind of let? Can we just? When you write up whatever you have to write up, because I didn't even get to my house for months. You want to like me to take a client, I can go to court and look at my insurance. That's fine, but I need you to get out of here. I've got to get to my mother. just tell them this, you have to write them up fine. I was just going to be looking at your insurance, and they just talked it out when I got to go. And it's disrupting my job. I really need to, I need to get this done because I got to listen to them. And I,
so
yeah.
We have been
whatever. I pertain to her side. So
we were getting this information.
I appreciate that. Like,
people involved in this hoax, or not hoax, I won't even call it hoax,
be real for a lot of people, and that's okay. But we can overcome it is what we have not been told without a vaccine. So here are the voices of three men. So it's an interpreter actually interpreting what three physicians, medical doctors, are saying in Europe and how this lawsuit started because of them, and that now we have attorneys working, gathering the proof. This is the beginning of proof that they can gather why we need a lawsuit. The divine hand, I believe, is over this whole process, because when you, just like the Million Man March, when you bring that many people together, you have the divine hand and energy over it. So let us listen to these German doctors. I'm trying to find the name of the. This is the beginning of the Barrington Declaration petition. And we're going back to. Oh.
Is it really a good idea to have the same senator for three generations? I support term limit for all elected officials.
That was started July 10, 2020, and founded by four trial attorneys to investigate and prosecute those responsible for implementing the economically devastating lockdowns around the world, as well as using fraudulent testing, manufactured numbers, to interview the appearance of danger and pandemic. So this is the first meeting that the German parliamentary had that started the whole rolling for the lawsuit that's coming up. So here we go.
Do we really have a killer virus? Do We have serious doubts that this is the case. We do not have the plague. What really helps in this context is decency and honesty. As the famous Nobel Prize winner, the ACU, the Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, is based on honesty and transparency. This is why experts such as Professor Bacardi from medicine, Professor Otte from business, or other legal
in the studio for our break. So just to give you, from that audio I just played, that was a doctor from Hamburg, Germany. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, he's a doctor, but the main reason he's here is because of his children.
Is it really a good idea to have the same senator for three generations? I support term limit for all elected officials.
Children and not be able to play on the playground. And the elderly are isolated, and he says, problem. So I'm going to open up the mic.
Yeah. Right.
Is it really a good idea to have the same senator for three generations? I support term limit for all elected officials. Our senators need to bring home growth for our business community, jobs, housing, service for our senior citizens, and health care. We need new ideas and new approach to federal representation. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. Vote for me and send me to Washington, D.C. God bless.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Senate 2020.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Is it really a good idea to have the same senator for three generations? I support term limit for all elected officials. Our senators need to bring home growth for our business community, jobs, housing, service for our senior citizens, and health care. We need new ideas and new approach to federal representation. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. Vote for me and send me to Washington, D.C. God bless.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Senate 2020.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim, of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
We have to choose that this is the case. We do not have plate. What really helps in this context is decency and honesty. As the famous Nobel Prize winner Albert Camus already expressed, it's wonderful to make sure that the ACU, the Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, is based on honesty and transparency. This is why Professor Ote from Business, or legal expert, Professor Jungblut, and many, many others who have already agreed, will get together in this committee. And of course, we also invite all experts from the government, the public institutes, the broader not-for-profit institutes, certainly international experts as well. We will guarantee transparency. All experts will be broadcast live without editing. You can watch it all on the internet. We're going to set up a website, and of course, we will need more resources for that. Therefore, please support this citizen's request with ACU Citizens Initiative. What will be the outcome? We will see that we do not have to be more afraid than the last few years with normal flus weight, because it is exactly how this one seems to be. Then, why were these drastic measures taken? According to an international report from the Federal Ministry of the Interior, 90% of all necessary operations in Germany were not carried out. We expected 2.5 rights that there are or will be 5,000 to 125,000 deaths resulting from these government measures. These are human beings, fellow citizens, who have already died or still die. This report was dated May 7, 2020. This is also the reason why now, in this coronavirus, because it's not long pain. Government agents do not disclose these things and, as it seems, orchestrate them, because the scientific data already shows that there is no basis for this measure. We all ask ourselves, of course, also in business, but this is mainly about health. We will try to find answers to who benefits. Thank you very much for your support so far. We look forward to more resources and your cooperation. Again, we invite anyone, including the other side, to speak here. It will be posted transparently on the internet. And, of course, we are also available for the press conference. We therefore ask the Federal Congress Association to open the rooms for us and for the international press. Thank you very much. I now pass the word to my colleague, Dr. Bodo Schiff.
So that was the first speaker, and we're going to continue because there's three speakers. And I just want to emphasize his point. No more fear. The Bible says, do fear 80 times. These men are coming out and promoting the truth of scripture, the truth of the Quran, the truth of the Yoga Sutras, where we have not been having this type of mind or philosophy over the past 7 months. So these men are revolutionary in their timing. They said, no, we can't. We can't wait for that.
We received
out of to number one, they've been negligent. People who promoted this have been negligent. And
are simply suspended every day with something new, far more drastic. And the only thing we hear from the government is the constant call for a vaccination for a disease that we now know very well through many international studies. That is very comparable to flu diseases.
Now that's revolutionary. We don't hear that. These men are saying, we don't need a vaccination because this disease is very comparable to the flu. How many times have we been discouraged with that type of wisdom or knowledge? But these men are sick and tired of the children suffering and the elderly suffering. So that's why we're being
ignored. Even worse, they're called liars, charlatans, or conspiracy theories, which is likely to be the known word of the year 2020. Instead, the government promotes a vaccination that can be highly dangerous. Vaccination without the necessity for lack of evidence. There is not even a sufficient number of people in Germany getting sick to be tested from vaccine. Plus, it is a new form of vaccination, a so-called RNA vaccination, which, unlike previous vaccinations, is able to change the genetic code and can cause undeniable damage to people, the principle. No, depending on how it matters. That is the job of the doctors. And here, we also hope that more doctors will take part and think, because we doctors should not harm the patient more than benefit them. My motivation is my grandparents and my parents, who told me that when I was told the fundamental rights have been restricted, democracy has been restricted. The press is no longer a free press. But you get the feeling that there is propaganda going on. When things are censored, deleted, then you have to take to the streets. Then you have to be active. Or you have to try, for example, to inform the public, as we do Corona Inquiry.
established as to be done, but the lockdown and the mask And thus, possibility check. And then it will become clear that Bergamo is not Italy. Italy is not Austria. New York is not the USA. And a carnival party in Heisenberg, an apartment building in Göttingen, in slaughterhouses, whatever they may be, are not German. which will also become visible for all. The German healthcare system has never been close to running the risk of compensating, i.e. being overburdened. That measurement figures such as the doubling rate of this dreadful number RO had the primary purpose of creating fear and putting pressure on the population, and were communicated in an objective, in an unobjective and manipulative way, for lack of reference to the number of tests carried out. That false and untrustworthy fatality figures have been misused for intimidation purposes. That the number of cases was already significantly declining well before the lockdown. That a general mask-wearing obligation ordered 4 weeks later, I repeat, 4 weeks later, was factually unfounded, unlawful, and psychosocially irresponsible. That the incorrigible sticking to measures and already refuted statements, i.e. against better knowledge and proven evidence, is a criminal offense in this context, and that ultimately a drastic change in the party political decision-making structures is overdue, because this is the only way to reliably prevent this anti-democratic approach from being continued or repeated. I deeply wish the ACU, the Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, all the best for an objective examination of all these complex issues. Good luck. Dr. Schoening. Thank you very much, Professor Adetish. I would like to conclude by emphasizing once again why we're already setting up this ACU, the Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, at this point. We don't want to wait for the parliaments or others who at some point may come in the future, because the pressure is on now. People are suffering now, and many people have already been injured. Some have even lost their lives, just as it was predicted in the internal report of the Federal Ministry of the Interior. People have died because of government measures, and that is obviously not proportionate. Another reason why it is so urgent that we have to take it into our own hands now, especially when no one else is doing it, who might be more called upon, is a circumstance that I would like to mention again. All over the world, there are people whose hearts stop beating. Everyone has a 100% risk that at some point in their lives, their heart will stop beating. The good news is, it is possible to revive, to resuscitate, and there is a guideline on how to do it. And this guideline was changed internationally at the beginning of April. And in that course, it was also changed in Germany. In this guideline, you have to imagine that now, it says, because of the high risk of infection with COVID-19 and the high damage that could be caused by it, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation should now no longer be performed. Just imagine that. You should now put a cloth over your mouth. This means that many, many more people in the world will die now.
So I'm going to stop there because we're overdue for a commercial, but I want to just share what he was saying at the end there, is that mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and I don't know if that's in the United States, but in Europe, I hope you can hear me all. In Europe, they recommend you put a cloth over the person's mouth to perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and even these doctors are saying, no, that is not going to work. That is not going to work. We can't.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, jobs, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Are you having challenges with your 2-year-old who has suddenly discovered they have a free will and has learned to tell you no? Are you having challenges with your 8-year-old who has suddenly learned how to tell untruths in order to avoid punishment? Are you having challenges with your 13-year-old who has suddenly realized that they know everything and you know nothing? Parenting is a challenge. Our children are here to learn and grow in understanding so that they can reach their highest creative potential and contribute to a new world of peace and harmony. To do our part as their teachers and protectors takes wisdom, patience, and skill. Join me, Naima Latif, and facilitator Mark Shahid on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab every Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio. Tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360. Call in with your questions at 515-605-9891. That's 515-605-9891. Spare the rod. Love the child.
Really, I'm proud of you.
Health is not just an absence of disease. Health means, the word health comes from the word whole. When an individual human being feels complete, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that's when health is. When the life within you is bouncing with vibrance, when the life within you is effervescent, that's when health happens. If we have to build this into a human being, this has to happen at the earliest time in his life. If healthful living, how a human being can live healthy, what he should consume, what should be the nature of his practice, and different aspects of how he should sleep, how he should wake up, all these things were built into our culture in the past. But in the last generation, we have distorted this heavily because of certain Western influences, which are only about treating the disease, not about creating health from within. Nobody can give us health health is our responsibility. This has to be brought into our curriculum, that every child in this country should learn how to generate health for himself, not wait for a healthcare system to help him later in his life, but he must become the main healthcare provider for himself, because health can only be organized from within. The earlier it is,
do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias.